Diligence, diligence. Everyone on the face of the earth could be successful if they had trained themselves in diligence. What is diligence all about? How do we live our lives in diligence? How do we know what diligence is? And can everyone use diligence to accomplish their goal? And the answer is yes. Diligence and stick-to-itiveness are similar words. You stand forth for what you really want to believe in. You stand forth for what you really believe yourself to be. And then you go on and do it. Then you just go on and do it. And you go on and have such a great time doing it, such a great joy in doing it, because it is something that pleases you and something that delights you and something that it thrills you to the very tips of your toes, to the tip of your nose. It doesn't really matter. When you are doing something with diligence, you are doing something that sparkles you in every possible way. Now, could you be diligent in polishing your shoes? Well, boys who are in the military, men and women both, I guess, who are in the military, especially in the Marines, they learn to polish their shoes very diligently, very carefully. They want them to sparkle and shine. And the more they polish them, the more they sparkle and shine, and the more proud they are of their shoes. And then, pretty soon, they cease to be proud of their shoes, and they cease to be proud of their diligence. They just are it. They just are it. They live it. They express it in everything they do. They are that diligence. It is their nature. All of us have the ability to have our nature be good things, beneficial things, uplifting things, worthwhile things. But the thing is, do we really give it the attention that we can do it? Do we give attention to our diligence? Do we give attention to any one thing to make it come true? Well, as we were saying, in the Marines, they polish their shoes so brilliantly. In the Navy, oftentimes they do it too. But the thing is, why? Why do they do that? It's just a matter of training themselves in diligence. We oftentimes wonder why people do silly things. Why do they want to have their clothes so perfectly clean? Why do they want to have their clothes so neatly pressed? It doesn't really matter. Once a person sees a person in neatly pressed clothes, you don't give it another thought. You don't say to yourself, hey, that person's not as neatly pressed as he was yesterday. He must have worn that suit for a couple of days without pressing it. We don't say things like that. We may have that thought drift through our mind, but we don't say it, nor does it have any concern to us. If we are the ones who keep our clothing neat and clean, if we are the ones that keep our clothing pressed and ironed in beautiful ways, if we are the ones who do that, then that's all that matters. We have, as since we are the ones that do that, we are the ones, we have created that diligence within us, we have created that habit within us, we created that awareness within us to do that. Now, are you ready to do that all the time? Are you ready to live that way all the time? Are you ready to express yourself that way all the time? Well, when you are willing to express yourself and live that way all the time, then you can be sure that you know what diligence is. And you live with diligence. You live with the desire to do something perfectly, do something well, do something regularly, do something all of the time. We would like other people in our world to be diligent too. But every time we think another person should be diligent, we are not diligent. Every time we think another person could improve, that they could wear better clothing, that they could wear things that are harmonious with the world of clothing today, Every time we think that, we are not being diligent in ourselves. Because if we are diligent in ourselves, we are training ourselves to at all times, under all circumstances, no matter what, we see everything as a diligent mind would see it. We see everyone wearing beautiful clothing. We see everyone caring about their clothing, keeping them clean and neat and ironed and beautiful. We see everyone living their life in this beautiful, fantastic way. That's what diligence is all about. Diligence is that we are so one with it, we are so living it in our being, we are so conscious of it, that we have no other thought in our mind, no other thought in our awareness than that it is done. Are you diligent in how you act? Are you diligent in how you think? Are you diligent in how you live your life? Do you keep your clothes nicely pressed? You say you buy the clothing you don't have to iron, that you don't have to press. Well, that's not really true. People who buy clothing they don't have to iron, if ironing their clothing and keeping it pressed and beautiful is their nature, they will iron even those clothing. They will press even those clothing. Whatever is our nature, whatever is our real beingness, that's our diligence. That's who we are, and you can always tell. You can always tell when a person is dedicated to being so perfect, dedicated to being so diligent, dedicated to being so fulfilled, that under all circumstances, that person is just that way. You and I can do that all the time if we wish. We don't really have to wish it. We just do it, and then we forget it. It becomes part of our nature. It becomes part of our habit. It becomes part of our life, much like we do when we discipline ourselves. But diligence is a little different step than discipline. Discipline is a dedication to a given experience. Discipline is a dedication to something that you want to have. Diligence is an unconscious acceptance of who you are, an unconscious acceptance of what you are, an unconscious acceptance of being your real self. For when you're in the Marines and they tell you to polish your shoes several times a day, you do it because that's what you're told to do. That's what you are informed is important to do. When you're looking at your beautiful new computer and you want to keep the screen fingerprint free, you can't do it because you're always using your fingers to touch the screen because it's usually a screen touch computer. And as you work at it, as you play with it, you stop thinking about keeping the screen clean. You just do it out of love. You just do it out of joy. And then you go on with using it and having it be a perfect instrument for you to accomplish the goals that you have set for yourself to use your computer for. And when you do that, wonderful, glorious, beautiful things happen. When you do that, then you are diligent. And you are diligent not because you make yourself diligent, but because it's your nature. Because it's what you have trained yourself to do. It is how you have trained yourself to look at life, to look at the world, to look at whatever is going on around you. We can all be diligent all the time if we wish. But diligence that comes from a subliminal, subconscious attitude about ourselves is the finest kind of diligence we can have. Because there, it is our nature, it is our beingness. And it's not something that we trouble ourselves about. It's something that we delight ourselves about. And we delight ourselves about it because it is such a great joy to us. Today, let your discipline, your diligence, your dedication, yourself be that which is the most beautiful in the entire world. And as you do this, you'll find that you like yourself more and more. You cannot allow yourself one moment to think that you're not happy about your body. You cannot allow yourself one moment to think you're not happy about your habits, about your diligence. You cannot allow yourself one moment to think that, because if you do, boom, into that attitude, you are. And that's not where we want to be, and it's not where we want to go. We want to be and go our divine self at all times, our diligent self at all times. And we're starting today. We love ourselves, and we are diligent, and life is wonderful. Have a wonderful day. Have a diligent day. Have a polished shoe day that makes you just feel happy as can be. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.